Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of SW Podcast. Hello.
SW Podcast Wednesday.
I hope everybody is having a pleasant Wednesday. We are back. We are live at 6:30. Y'all know it's SW Podcast Wednesday, as we call it, Podcast Wednesday. Of course, it's yourself, your girl, Goddess Shell. And of course, we got Queen C, but she won't be showing her face today, but she here.
But y'all see, subscribe to SW Podcast on YouTube.
So do that. Follow that monarch and do that.
But you will see my beautiful face on next week. Trust and believe it.
That so part, welcome, y'all. Since we're doing a Freestyle Wednesday topic discussion today, or set of topics today, we will not hold too much of your time. However, we're going to get out the ideas and the items that are on the agenda and run through those. But today's podcast discussions are going to always stem around our cultural events, because we're Black and we love to talk Black people shit, you know? So
we Black all day,
all day, every day,
365 days a year. Yeah, nigga.
So, you know, we're gonna jump into that and definitely have a few residual conversations about Freestyle Topic Wednesday. But the first thing we're gonna do is talk about our quote of the day. And that is, okay. Character is power. Simple as that. Character is power. And Booker D. Washington.
Check that character.
And it's important. Like I'm very, very idealistic when it comes to my character. I do not I don't want nobody else messing up my shit. What I do to me is what I do to me. You can't be in charge of messing up my character. You have no authority there, but people will try. So you have to be very, very vigilant in how you protect your peace and your character, because your character describes who you are. It helps. It puts out a projective about your personality. It puts out a projective about the person that they're dealing with. They look at your characteristics more than they look at anything else. So
that's true.
It's very vital that you have it in check, and you make sure that nobody else can destroy
your character.
Yes, because it's very
possible. People be out to destroy your character.
It's possible.
They truly, truly do.
It's possible.
Yes.
And if you're not strong in your character, it's easier for people to destroy it. It's easier for somebody else to come in and make you out to be somebody that you're not. And if that's happening to you, you definitely want to be a vigilant person and making sure that anything that is said against you, you can stand on the fact that it's not about you. That has nothing to do with you, because you have never displayed that in character. However, if you are a liar, people are going to base your character on those lies. Trust and believe.
That's
if
true.
You are a thief, people are going to base your character on the thievery. If you are an energy.
A cheater, a murderer, all up.
If you are a soul snatcher, if you are an energy thief, anything that you can be equivalent to, it can be deemed as the character traits that people look at you as. And if you're not willing to allow that to happen for you, you need to be in charge of your story.
Only you can tell your story. Only you can tell your story. I say that all the time. Only you can tell your story. Nobody else could tell your story better than you can.
Nobody. And then the good thing about telling your story is that it's going to be based on your life, what you did. If you have to sit around and make up stuff to make it fit a story that you know ain't true.
Chabu.
Undeniably fucked up character.
Got me looking sideways at you. Got me looking sideways at you, like. That one brow, you know how that one brow go up?
Exactly. Just be stuck up there, like.
Be stuck, like. Really?
Yeah. So your character is everything. Don't allow it to be destroyed by anybody else, and especially being destroyed by you. Like I said, if you want it destroyed, you're the one that's going to be in charge of that. However, don't allow somebody else to be the person that's telling your story and basing their thoughts and desires on your character, your personality, your respect. All of that is deemed around the type of person you display yourself as. And if you put yourself out there as a negative force, trust and believe you will be received as a negative force.
You're a negative force. And it'll come, it's going to come back. That go back to what we said last week. What you, that energy is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be putting bad energy out there and think you're going to get good energy back. It don't work like that. It do not work like that at all.
Come unless on, you run here, unless you run here playing with other forces, and then that, you know, then that could be a possibility. But if you run,
that's a whole nother topic. Yeah. You'll be surprised the type of people that do be dealing with all dibbling, dabbling, and other stuff.
So, so yeah, again, character is power. You allow your character to be character to be destroyed. You are allowing your power to be taken away from you. So be in control of all of it. Let you tell your story. You narrate your own life. Okay. So we're gonna jump into the show. Our first topic on the agenda on the agenda for this evening is mental health of Black men. And the reason why this story has, the reason why this is a topic is because there have been different cases recently where Black men have either murdered their children or and or murdered themselves in the process, or have murdered their children. And now they're having to be, you know, have to deal with the fact that they did that. And they don't, you know, because they're dealing with the mental instabilities that are causing them to lose control of their lives, their thoughts, their reasonings, too many different things. And we were having a discussion about a week or so ago in one of my groups that I'm in, and we were talking about why the rise in Black men and the Black men's suicide rate has increased. And, you know, a lot of people, so some of the males chimed in and was like, you know, it could be a plethora of things. And it is. It could be a plethora of things. The lack of being able to take care of your family, job security, mental health,
no education,
people in the community ragging you because you don't have enough. Mm-hmm. Your children, your family could be bringing you down. Overworked, underpaid, a lot of stress, and not being able to just fit into normal civilization.
And a silent voice.
Oh my goodness. And Black men have the lowest voice. And they may be the strongest of the people, but they have
a silent voice.
A very, very low silent voice. And then a lot of times when they do speak up, some of it is not deemed as positive. It can be looked upon as negativity. So there are a lot of different reasons that our Black men are having mental instabilities. But when it comes to taking the lives of your children for reasons that, because they don't know at the time, some of them know. But then you have others that have no knowledge of what they just did until they've done it.
Yeah.
And the confusion of that has to be something that's going to haunt them for the rest of their lives. So a lot of times that's why a lot of times you'll see that after they do what they do, they kill themselves. But then you have the return of it to where they may not kill themselves, and now they're still here and they have to deal with it daily. You're dying daily inside. For the fact that you're being able to have to replay this over in your mind and in your head every single day. And that's almost worse than killing yourself. So,
that's sad.
So, there was an incident recently yesterday went viral, where this Black father got on the school bus and threatened everybody on the school bus. Because his child got jumped or beat up or was in a bully situation. And so he got on the bus and he threatened everybody on the bus and then in turn turned around and followed the bus. Now, and one of the kids on the bus said they saw a weapon brandished. Now, when you got on the bus to threaten the kids on the bus, I'm pretty sure it wasn't every kid on the bus that had anything to do with your child. But you got kids crying in the background, like, I want my mommy. It was foolish. It was a situation that did not have to happen. Mm-hmm. Because you're talking about children, you're a grown person, and you're talking to other people's children. So basically you have flipped the script. You went from your child being the bullier into, I mean, your child being bullied into now you're being the bullier. There are ways that we can handle situations without them getting out of hand like that. We cannot, we have to stop allowing our anger and our temper to rule the situation.
That was embarrassing to your children, your child, yourself, and everybody in that community.
Everybody, because they know you. And then
they know you, they know your child. So now when people see you, they gonna be like, oh, that's such and such mom. They really gonna want to fight your daughter now. She really gonna want to fight because everybody talking about it. They gonna be picking on, oh, your daddy like to get on the bus and try to fight people.
But you put it on the spot like that. You put everything out in the, and that's another thing. We don't know how long the child had been bullied. We don't know how long it had been going on. We don't know. So
don't even know if she was really getting bullied. How do we know she ain't got beat up?
No, she got jumped. That's how it happened. She got jumped. So, but the thing is this: regardless of how it went down, there were other ways that could have been handled, so that you're not being filmed and something is going live. You don't think that these people are, you don't think that these phones.
He should have spoke to the bus driver about
it.
It
was two of them got on the bus though. So the bus driver was pretty much pushed out the way.
The little clip that I seen, I was thinking that the other guy was on the bus was the bus driver.
Mm-mm, they say two of them.
It was both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't know what you would do in that situation if you the other kid's parent.
Right.
You know, but I seen some of it, but I was just like, these people is crazy. These people have really lost their mind. But I get it.
I understand
why he did it. The same thing happened to my brother when we was in middle school. My brother, the goddamn LaCardian. In the neighborhood, we at the bus stop. My brother had then beat up one of the kids in the neighborhood that, you know, a kid's friends in the neighborhood. I know back in our day, we back friends.
Yeah, you fight
a couple of days later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of days. So they fought. Jerome and him fought. The daddy came to the bus stop that next morning talking that shit. And I ended up talking shit right back to him. And we went and told my mama. Went and told my mama and my stepdad. Like, you cannot do that. And I mean, like, he came down and he was mad. Talking about, so you fight my child. It was crazy.
They kids, though. If they kids find kids. I mean, and that was
a
fight.
That's kid's mess.
Yeah, that's kid mess. Like you, and see, back in the day, it was we knew what was kid. Our parents knew what was kid mess and things that should be gotten into by the adults. They knew that. Nowadays,
kids weren't disrespectful either. Exactly. Like kids is now too.
Grown people acting like the kids. So they doing just as much. It's too much is being done without actually solving the problem. The problem is that somebody, you just created more problems. Now you got all these kids' parents looking at this film that you done, this video.
Oh, well, he's probably going to get charged.
I know, because they said a kid saw a weapon being brandished in the window when they realized that he was following them. So what... Who you? Why you? These are kids. These are kids.
I wouldn't be surprised if that little girl, if they told that, if they took that, made that little girl leave that school.
Because now she's a target.
Yeah,
she's a bigger target now than she was. She's a bigger target now than she was when before she was getting bullied on. Mm-hmm. She's a bigger target. So we got to think.
Now like, they might look at it. Yeah. I ain't gonna say that because that was gonna be funny. Like, but them kids won't fuck with her no more.
We don't know. We don't know though.
We really don't know. But
we don't know.
Them kids was on that bus. And then you don't know what they family will do.
That's what I'm saying. Like you, it's consequences and repercussions to all actions, and we got to be way more vigilant. That's why I was saying we really have to be very vigilant in how we put our characteristics out there, because that's your character.
It is.
You are destroying it, and listen. I have no ill feelings about a parent protecting their child, because I'm doing the most for mine, point blank period. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the end of time about it, but I'm also understanding of children. The only thing that I'm different with the understanding of children these days is that these kids carry more guns and firepower than we are. So when it's certain issues, I ain't pushing my kid up to go fight. I'm not telling her to go and say this and go and say that. It's ways around these things, because people don't know how to just have a fight anymore. People don't know how to talk things out and rationalize things. They don't know how to do any of that. They just want to end it with guns and kill somebody. So, which leads us into our next topic on the agenda of in Black culture, which is this is starting really to rattle my brains. I know that the crime and murder rate in this area, Gaston County, Leon County, Jefferson County, is increasing. Wakulla County is increasing. But it's starting to be very traumatic to see the ages of these people that are being murdered. These are freaking babies. We got a young man. That was recently arrested in Quincy. I think it was yesterday. They announced the arrest of him for two recent deadly shootings in the community in less than a week apart. So you got away. You shot a kid a week ago, and then you shot a 20-year-old.
Because he's 23.
He's 23.
That's when I said that, I was like, what you even associate with the 15, 16-year-old kids?
But anyway. They all was hanging out. But he killed a 20-year-old. The first person he killed was 20. Mm-hmm. And they found the 20-year-old. He was found shot in the early morning hours next to a bullet-riddled car. So he made it out of the car, but he didn't make it after he got out of the car.
Yeah.
And then there was an 18-year-old that he's also being charged in the death of. They say he shot and killed. I mean, the 18-year-old was shot and killed while driving on West Crawford Street. And investigators say Smith opened fire from his car while Smith was driving. The arrest is a testament to the effectiveness of the law enforcement community working hand in hand with our law enforcement partners, the state and the community related problems together, as well as to hold those accountable who violate the laws of our state. Now, okay. What we have here is constant. Like what? Y'all ain't even probably took a trip yet. Probably left y'all backyard.
They ain't left. The furthest they didn't probably been was probably Taylor County, some of them. That's just because they played sports.
It's becoming so scary though, Queen, because you got kids used to, now our kids are becoming used to kids their age dying. My daughter has lost friends. My daughter lost two friends last year.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm so tired of seeing rest in peace sign to somebody child.
To kids. These are kids.
Somebody child. From gun violence.
The things that they're involved in. And
my thing is, like, what? Mentally, is something going on.
It's a lot going on.
That's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on.
I'm just in my mind trying to figure out what make you just go kill somebody.
It's a lot going on, Queen. And it's really tragic.
And you, I mean, like, and y'all, like you just said, like, y'all ain't even lived life. So.
What y'all, like, so angry about?
Yeah.
What are y'all so angry about? Like, what has y'all on edge? And a lot of these kids on drugs and they're in power. They just out here trying to use their power of a weapon. You brandish it. Do you think that it's really just okay to take a life? Y'all don't care about life at all, really, at all. Mm-mm. You shooting. Mm-mm. You gotta listen. You lived a whole nother week out on the streets after you murdered somebody the first time. That didn't bother you.
That's why he went and did it again.
He probably was up all night, every night. And now you right back at it. And you, like, that's so scary. What's the mental capacity like for you to be able to destroy a life and be okay with it, that you walking around normal, and then you turn around and you do it again in a week's time?
Don't care. No heart. No harm.
And then y'all just filling up their jail cells to be another slave.
That's all they're doing.
You just constantly, now you just a state employee. I mean, a state slave.
That's it.
That's all. Like, you just giving your life. Them. You giving your life away. Like, and it's too much. It's too much. Life is riddled with so many beautiful things that you have no idea, because you are not giving yourself the opportunity, because you're taking yourself out of the equation way before you get into the equation. Mm-hmm. Y'all haven't even done anything. You haven't even... It's not just starting to be. It's always been an issue. But what we're starting to see more of with this issue is that people do not have the capacity to see where that road is taking them. After that, it's over. There's no other side. There's no starting over. There's none of that. Mm-hmm. You just gave your life away. And it's happening constantly. We're going from y'all murdering the people at gunpoint, home invasions. Mm-hmm. Now, not only that, in Jefferson County, they down there killing old people to get the young people. They went to a grandmother's house looking for somebody, knowing he wasn't there. As soon as she opened the door, they shot her. Nah, retaliation is in effect.
You didn't shot somebody down. You didn't shot somebody down, grandma.
It ain't no street code no more. It ain't no street code no more.
They ain't got no mentor. It ain't no mentors. You know, it used to be mentors out there on the streets.
Yeah. If there were drug dealers in the neighborhood and they saw potential in you, they invested in you. Little man, go home. Mm-hmm. Take this money, go home. Go get it, see your mom. You don't need to be out here. It's too much out here. And you supposed to be home. You are our future.
Mm-hmm. Don't do this
not a people our age trying to be the young people. They don't have mentors. They got friends now. Old friends. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're having. This is what we're putting our kids' fate into.
Family too. Some of the older cousins too, bringing them into that mess.
That's what I mean. The older siblings. They don't have nobody. it's not anybody giving information though. They're now we're not making you have understanding for why you shouldn't be doing this. We just allowing you to sit up and do it.
Like it's cool.
We're not gonna talk you out of it, none of that. We just allowing people to sit back and throw their lives away. And then we talk about the kids. The kids so messed up these days. It's y'all.
You can't blame them though. You can't blame those kids because they ain't had a guidance.
It's the fault of our generation, and it's the fault of the generation before that, because the generation before us, a lot of our parents failed.
Yeah.
That's why they turn around having babies that, I mean, they doing the same process of what they've been raised under. We have to, this is a community problem. We are losing our kids. We have lost our children to societal terms, and we sit around and all we can do is shake our head and say, these kids, I'm sick of hearing people say this generation, when we are the reason.
It's all of us. It's for all why of
this
generation.
Exactly. This is not just a generation.
Everybody
got to
take accountability. Everybody, the whole community got to take accountability.
Because it's not just a generational fault. It's a cultural problem. This is a cultural epidemic. It's a cultural epidemic, and it's very, very scary.
Kids don't even know nothing about just going home from school, doing homework, going outside, having a good time, and going back home. They don't know nothing about stuff like that.
But this is a scary situation.
It's scary.
It is, Queen.
Especially when you have kids yourself. That's, you know, we got kids, and our kids, just like we were saying before, how these kids then lost kids they age that they know and they friends with.
They friends with them. They know these kids.
You know,
these
think about us growing up. The only person that I can remember died was my classmate. She passed away, but she had leukemia. That's the, you know, if we were dealing with like death like that. That's the type of death we dealt with. But we ain't deal with gun violence.
Natural death. It was natural.
Yeah, it wasn't gun violence.
It wasn't, and it was shooting going on back when we was growing up. But when we was growing in school and stuff, they weren't out there killing each other like that.
Mm-mm. Negroes was trying to bring guns to school and stuff like they was gonna really shake something, but they really was just bringing them to show off because they ain't shaking nothing.
It's a tragic situation. So we got to get a hold of our communities. We like every little bit helps. It doesn't matter if you can go and save the whole village, but take a child from the village and save them. We got to start somewhere. It can't just continue to be where it's their fault. It's their future. It's all of us. It's all of us. And we really have to start being more primitive in these people, in these kids' lives. For the ignorant adults, we have to start, you know, allowing them to see that they are ignorant. It ain't no beating around the bush no more. We losing kids. We losing our future. They instead of burying each other, they burying us, and then you turn around and you burying yourself behind bars. It's just too much. You have to make a choice, and the choice has to be you. You got to choose you.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, goodness. So we're going to roll into our last topic of the day.
Queen at work in her office.
This one to me is a little bit, I always say, Black people have to realize that you Black. I don't care what your position is. Yeah. You got to remember how you look and where you come from. When you start thinking that you're accepted into a different form of society, they will knock you down so fast and remind you that you are still a nigga. So, let's talk about...
Exactly. You still that.
Leon County Judge Barbara Hobbs is publicly reprimanded from the Florida Supreme Court for her son's 2019 arrest.
What that got to do with her?
She did something for it. She was reprimanded for her involvement. She had... So the Second Circuit Judge Barbara Hobbs received a public reprimand from the Florida Supreme Court Wednesday for misconduct following her son's 2019 arrest. Hobbs stood silently during the 4-minute reprimand and whispered her thanks to justices at its conclusion. You allow personal attachments and loyalty to overcome your ethical obligations as a judge. Chief Justice Carlos Muniz says these actions violated the canons of judicial conduct, which are the ethical rules of the road for judges. The Florida Supreme Court found Hobbs guilty of misconduct for serving as her son's attorney during a police interview the night of his arrest for a shooting in June 2019. Hobbs was also found guilty of failing to properly supervise her judicial assistant, who sat at counsel table at the son's court hearings and allowed him unsupervised access to a secure area of the courthouse when those charges were still pending. Our court's written opinion in your case acknowledged that your misconduct occurred in the context of a challenging and stressful time for your family. I note that again today. Now, let me tell you something about white people. They can do when it comes to their children and the position of authority and the position of power, they gonna get away with it anytime.
All the time. But
Ms. Hobbs, Sister Hobbs, I'm gonna tell you something right now, Sister Hobbs. I don't blame you. That's your child.
Most definitely. All of us would have did that.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me that a job comes before my family.
You're crazy. I tell my clients that now.
Before my family?
Mm-mm. You can't come before my family. You can't even come before me.
Any other person wouldn't have found that as an ethical violation because she was off. She was not on the clock. And mm-hmm. she is an attorney. So, but why because... Not? But because she's a black woman, trust and believe that they were going to take that to the to try to do everything in their power to publicly humiliate her.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly. And I'm not hypocrites and all those things that y'all going to, that's great for you. Like, let me tell you something about me. You have to be held accountable for your actions when you're in certain positions. Yes, true indeed. So we knew that this particular situation could bring her to some type of injustice. Or she had done some type of injustice. There's no denying that. But the point is that she did what any mother would do in her position. Had she not been
thinking in her head too. Yeah, but she probably was thinking in her head too. They got my back.
And that's where they be wrong at. Uh-huh. And that's where they be wrong at.
That's what she was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Because you done made yourself feel like you can get away with things. Mm-hmm. And maybe you cannot.
Baby, you still need to go by the book.
Everything about
don't
your
even
life.
Try.
And that's, you know, and that, what's sad about that is that we have to walk a straight and narrow on mm-hmm. a regular basis.
Yep. A daily walk. Is a daily walk
and as hard. We have to do the job like it ain't hard for us to do it, but when everybody else come in and do it, they get help and assistance. We have to run mm-hmm. around with our stress and everything all over our shoulders and our backs just to prove
that we can handle the weight.
Everything just to prove that we can handle the weight that we are the position that we are under, and that's mm-hmm. sad. Because at this, we're in year 2022, and racism is not buried or anywhere near hidden. And because it's not, we should stop thinking that we fit into these different areas when we really don't. It's just the position.
We really don't.
It's just the position. That's all
it
is.
Take your position and be happy with it. That's what they're telling you. Don't be trying to do what we do, because you can't do what we do.
Because we're going to always let you know that you're not us.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And I think that we need to start having a belief system in that. Trusting that. Mm-hmm. And knowing that it's true. We do not have the same authority that everybody else has. I don't care how many, I don't care how much money you got, who you date, how you look, you still one of us.
At the end of the day.
And until we realize that, we're going to always be set back 200 years. 200 years. And it's a saddening situation, because that's just a woman that was just helping her son out of a minor situation. And she was publicly reprimanded because of something that happened in 2019. And they caught, you know, I think that, forget it. I think that we just okay with forgetting who we are at points to make us feel better about ourselves. And baby, when they open that book, and they look you dead in your face and show you that you ain't no, that you still who you are, and that we're gonna treat you exactly as such. That's when you shut. That's when you wanna open your eyes then wide and be like, y'all treat me like everybody else, cause that's who you is. Everybody else.
Everybody else.
It's your fault for thinking elsewhere.
Something else. What made you think you was somebody else or something else? It don't work like that.
And it's your fault for thinking it. So I just...
You got to always be one up now. Now you know you can't. But she did, just like you said, she did just what any other mother would have done, any other parent, male or female parent, would have done the same thing.
But it comes back to what we were talking about in the beginning. Your character is your power.
Mm-hmm.
Once you allow that character to be destroyed, then people don't care nothing about you no more. Now you have just reminded them as to why they don't trust us in seats as such. Mm-hmm. That they feel like we can have all the education in the world.
Now they look at you untrustworthy. She untrustworthy. Yeah. Now that's how they're looking at
you. Your ethics have been violated.
Mm-hmm.
You don't trust nothing you do. You probably can't even govern over certain situations anymore. I'm pretty sure I don't even know how far they went with it. Let me see. Because I stopped the reading it when I seen that last little part. Because I was like, you know, they did wrong for this. Because y'all could have talked to her behind closed doors.
They know they wrong, but they don't care.
Mm-mm.
It did not have to be publicly known.
No.
It did not have to be publicly known.
And it's definitely on one of the front pages. In addition to the public recommend, Hobbs was fined $30,000, suspended without pay for 60 days, and ordered to attend an employee management program.
Chabu, that's that bull crap.
They showed that's the court records show her son entered a plea to lessen charges earlier this year, and Florida Department of Records show he is currently serving a 10-year sentence for shooting in a building. So that's what his charge was for. The Chief Justice said Hobbs just been, but this, listen to this though. Listen to this. The Chief Justice said Hobbs' discipline-free record as a judge and lawyer over the last 40 years, as well as a testimony about her high standing and service to the community, partly explained why Hobbs' misconduct didn't warrant her removal from the bench. No. It didn't warrant her removal from the bench, because that would have opened up investigations as to some things that y'all had already done too. Because just as sure as y'all would have let her go.
That you're still doing.
That you're still doing. Just as sure as y'all would have let her go, I'd have had a big fat lawsuit.
They gonna dot their I and J. Yeah, they know what they're doing now. They got this now. It's always to say they own behind.
Yeah.
It's always for them to say they own behind.
True indeed.
Always they designed it to say they own behind.
That's why they written up the way. Because like I always tell people, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That's how you say it, baby.
Because the wordplay is everything. If you got good wordplay, you can walk. You can defend yourself in the court of law. You just need to know the law. And your words are, and the actual words that you use in that presentation is going to save your life.
It's all about how you say it. That's a little tip out there for y'all. That's a little tip for you. Queen just dropped you a little nugget there. She just dropped you a little gem. So that's a little tip for you. Like, you got to know it.
And I want y'all to remember this. Like, as we were detailing that character is power, make sure you know what your power is. Make sure you're aware of who you are. Make sure you're aware of the type of character you're putting out there. Make sure that you are paying attention to the sustenance that you created within your children, within your lifestyle, within your job, within your family. Make sure that you are respected based on that character that you put out there, because that's so much power, y'all. I'm telling you, the respect you get from who you dealing with is literally based on what you put out.
Yep.
Keep putting out negative power, and people are going to see you as a negative power source. Hey, Siobhan. It's very true. I want anybody to know that your choices do matter. Your choices play a role in who you are, and your choices are going to be very, very contingent upon how you the rest of your life is lived. Trust and believe that. The choices you make today.
People don't forget stuff. They don't forget stuff, and they will always hold it against you. You can be a changed, totally different person.
I'm telling you. They might not remember your name, but they're going to remember what you did. So keep that in mind.
I've been trying to get people the benefit of the doubt. I do try to give people the benefit of the doubt because everybody change.
Yep.
Everybody change.
That's because I'm an optimist, though. When you're an optimist, you're gonna give people the benefit of the doubt. What's the reason for being a negative person? Just because I fell down 5 times, but I kept getting up. That's what you're supposed to be paying attention to, not the fact that I failed. You're supposed to pay attention to how I keep moving. That's what you're looking at when it comes to my character. Anything outside of that, then you wrong. I don't need you to come in and pass judgment. I need you to pay attention to what's being displayed. So, yeah. So character is power. Make sure you are in control of your power. Make sure that you are pushing peace. And that's power, not anything else.
Just make sure you're
pushing it. Because I'm worried. I'm so worried about us as a culture. I'm so worried about us as a race. I'm so worried about us in general until I think that we forget that we have power. And we're not concerned with our power. We're concerned with the other stuff that goes around with us, like influential things that we're trying to do out here to look a certain type of way. And we forget how dynamic we are as a powerful person. And until we remember our power, we will continue to be culturally ripped off. Everybody coming up off of us, except us. And that's something that has to change. The dynamic has to change. Don't keep people when they're down, precisely. And that's huge. That's huge. And your character definitely going to display that. If you doing a lot of kicking people while they're down, it's definitely shown. People could tell. But that's our show today, y'all. We said it was going to be a quick show. We wanted to get through a few of the topics that were affecting our culture this week. And we did. And I want y'all to go and look at those stories, check them out, and see, and just, you know, because a lot of the things that are displayed on the news, we looking at ourselves in the mirror when we see certain things. So don't be so hard on other people. Don't be so quick to make a judgment based on something that you just read. Don't be nothing. Just sit back and let stuff play out. Everything ain't for you to pass judgment on. Everything just isn't. And with that being said, I just want to thank y'all again for tuning in and giving us y'all time. We appreciate y'all so much, of course. But we just, based on the character that we present, we want y'all to know that from the bottom of our hearts, y'all are very much so appreciated for giving us y'all time and energy and coming in and just kicking it with us. We're going to definitely be back.
On Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. But we also going to make sure that we get together at least once a month together in the same space so that you all can have the opportunity to see that, because that's important to us as well. So thank y'all for tuning in, Queen. We'll see her face next week. Y'all enjoy enjoy the rest of the week, and definitely keep your power up, keep your character up, and just be great to you. And remember, if not anything else, we like you, we love you, and we appreciate you in all things. Y'all have a great rest of the week, and we will catch y'all next Wednesday. Come back to us with the same positive energy, if not more. Y'all have a great one. Peace.